create Adam a godly man. When many of us think of Adam, we conjure up ideas of some divine personage from the hand of God. Are you familiar with the facts about Adam? Was Adam created a godly man? I'm James Warden, and this is Have You Heard the Good News? As Christians, we should know that we have two natures within us, the sinless, incorruptible divine nature of Jesus Christ, and the sinful, corruptible human nature, and guess where we got it from? We obtained human nature not from Jesus Christ, but from Adam. Theologians don't call our human nature the Adamic nature for nothing. We obtained our human nature from Adam, and Adam's nature is a far cry from the divine nature of God. Many of us think of Adam as a godly man, but according to the scripture, he was not. Only a spiritual man can be a godly man, according to the word of God. I repeat, only a spiritual man can be called a godly man, and Adam was never a spiritual man, although God formed Adam out of the dust of the earth in his own image. 1 Corinthians 15:45-46 lets us know that Adam was created a perfect natural man, and that which is natural is not spiritual nor godly, but earthly. Again, God created Adam a perfect natural man. Though he was perfect, he was not a godly man. For that which is natural is not godly. Let us recall where God took Adam's nature from. God did not give Adam his nature, or else Adam's nature would have been the divine nature of God, which cannot sin. Remember, only the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost have the one and only divine nature. Not even the holy angels of God have the divine nature, because Hebrews 2:16 says that Jesus Christ took not upon himself the nature of angels, because the angelic nature can fall and sin, but not the divine nature, which is in the Godhead, and it's also in the believers, as the sinless life of Christ, which cannot sin because it was born into their hearts of God. Adam had no such divine life of God in him, or he would have lived sin-free forever. God didn't take Adam's nature from himself, but from the ground, Mother Earth. That's why the Bible says that Adam's nature was an earthly nature. Not a godly nature, but an earthly nature. John 3:31. Adam was of the earth, and therefore he was earthly. And nothing earthly can be spiritual. God is not earthly, God is heavenly. For to be heavenly is to be of the Spirit, but Adam was earthly. And to be earthly is to be of the flesh, and not the Spirit. Adam was the beginning of the flesh. After the fall, God said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for he is just flesh." God saw Adam as just flesh, the old creation. Now, God's word says that in the flesh dwells no good thing. The flesh profits nothing. Put no confidence in the flesh. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and the flesh serves the law of sin. And when God's word describes the flesh, he's speaking of the human nature that is in every human being. And he said that there is no good thing in it. It profits nothing before him, and it serves the law of sin. And that's how Adam's flesh was when God created it. Many of you may be thinking, James, are you trying to tell us that from the day that Adam was created, that Adam was a fleshly man just like any old sinner, following the impulses of his fleshly nature when he walked with God in the Garden of Eden? My reply is yes. Adam's fleshly nature was active ever since he was created by Jehovah, just like your fleshly nature has been active in you from the day of your conception. You may not act upon every evil thought it suggests you, because self-control can curtail its abominable behavior, but it still lies in your bosom, warring against Christ in you for the control of your will. He is your ever-present enemy within, the flesh. He plagues you with unbelief and other snares. Adam didn't have the divine nature of Christ in him, warring against the evil imaginations of his natural mind, as you and I do. Adam was just a natural man in the flesh, just like you and I were born, except he didn't have one thing that we have. Adam didn't have any consciousness of sin, nor his sin-inclined nature. I repeat, though Adam's fleshly nature was an earthly beast, just like yours and mine, he had no consciousness of sin nor his sinfulness. Remember, God created Adam in pure innocence, not righteousness. Remember, righteousness is a divine nature of God. God created Adam in innocence, pure innocence. Adam was childlike in his awareness. A child will walk happily butt naked before kings and presidents without any shame because a child has no consciousness of what is acceptable and what is not. Because a little child is ignorant of good and evil. A child may do anything and no one holds it accountable because he or she did it in innocence. Not righteousness, but innocence, because they don't know any better. And Adam was in this state of innocence before God, and he had no knowledge of good or evil. Whether his earthly lifestyle was acceptable or detestable before God, he could care less. All he knew was the blissful state of paradise. His innocence was bliss because ignorance is bliss, and he had not a care in the world. A logical question to ask here is, how could God have fellowship with Adam if Adam had the earthly passions of the flesh nature? If you're asking this question, then you have a lot to learn, and you will have an enjoyable time learning it. The question was, how could God have fellowship with Adam if Adam had the earthly passions of the flesh nature which we have today? The answer is found in the book of Romans, chapters 3 through 7. Even though Adam had what we would call a vile fleshly nature as his lifestyle before God, God was able to have fellowship with Adam because Romans says that where no law is, there is no sin. I repeat, God's word states that where no law is, there is no sin. And God made the rules, and the rule states in Romans that where no law is, there is no sin. No sin. Therefore, Adam in his earthly, fleshly nature could parade before God with a good conscience because at that time in the Garden of Eden, there was no law against anything. There was not a law forbidding fleshly human nature to run its course. Therefore, it was not offensive to God because God made no law ruling out anything at that time. And Romans says, where there is no law, there is no what? Where there is no law, there is no sin. Another scripture which supports that God could have had fellowship with Adam while Adam lived according to his earthly nature is Romans 5:13, where it is written that sin is not charged against someone when there is no law. Now, do you know why God gave the commandment to Adam not to eat of the tree of the fruit of knowledge of good or evil? The law was given so that sin could be charged against someone, in this case, Adam. Because sin can only be charged against you if there is a law.
Because
remember, the Bible says, where there is no law, there is no sin. So up until this time, Adam could have been beating Eve and the animals, and because there was no law against it, it would not have been imputed or charged against him, as Romans 5:13 states, sin is not imputed where there is no law. The law was given so that sin could be charged against someone, in this case, Adam. Because sin can only be charged if there is a law. The Bible says that the law was given so that every mouth would be without alibi and the whole world would become guilty before God. The reason why God gave a commandment to Adam is so that Adam would break it and become guilty before him, as it is written. The law was given so that the whole world would become guilty before God. Now that's the reasoning of God, and he made the rules. God never intended Adam to live as a natural man forever in the Garden of Eden. I repeat, God never intended Adam to live forever in the Garden of Eden as a natural man, because the natural man, Job 15:16 says, drinks iniquity like water. God operates by a principle found in Hebrews 10:9, which states that God takes away the first that he may establish the second. And this principle applies here. God took away the first natural man, Adam, that he might establish his second Adam, Jesus Christ, his spiritual, sinless son in our heart. God took Adam away by giving him a law. The law was not to eat of the tree of knowledge. The tree of knowledge was a figure of the law, because the Bible says the law gives us the knowledge of sin, and so did the tree of knowledge. The tree of knowledge gave Adam a knowledge of sin and a consciousness of it. Up until that time, Adam had no consciousness of his sinful nature or sin. When Adam ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, what happened? It opened his eyes to know good and evil. And what did he see? He now saw himself as the naked natural man he was.
1
Corinthians 15:46. Now I ask you, did anything change?
No.
Nothing but his awareness changed. Did Adam's nature change when he ate of the fruit? No. Adam's nature did not change when he ate of the tree of knowledge, but his awareness of his nature changed. Adam now saw himself as he had been from the start before God, a naked, earthly, natural man standing before the holy, magnificent God Jehovah. And he felt just like you and I would feel today if we had to stand naked before Jehovah God in the flesh as a natural, earthly man. Not any of us would dare rush out to meet him for the judgment of our natural sinful state, nor did Adam. Remember, Adam's earthly human nature did not change or degenerate into something sinful when he ate of the tree of knowledge. When Adam ate of the tree of knowledge, then he recognized that he had an earthly nature of the flesh, and therefore dared not walk into the presence of God. When just minutes before, he would have walked naked in his earthly condition before God without fear of anything. But now he had the knowledge and consciousness of sin, which he had been unconscious of since the day he was created. The fruit made him aware of his sinful state. The fruit did not cause his sinful state. It just made it manifest unto him. As stated earlier, the fruit symbolizes the law of God, which gives the knowledge of sin. The law of God does not create sin. The law is holy, just, and good, just like the tree of knowledge. It was holy, just, and good. But it, like the law, gives us the knowledge of what is good and what is evil. When Adam's eyes were opened, he didn't see anything evil in the garden but his own self, the flesh. Notice, Adam did not try to hide the fruit, which was the evidence of the crime committed. If we were in Adam's position, we probably would have hid the bitten fruit, which was evidence of the crime. But Adam's eyes were opened. He didn't hide the fruit because he saw that there was nothing wrong with the fruit. It was his flesh which he hid. He was conscious that his flesh was the problem. Just as we who are Christians are conscious that our fleshly impulses of our human nature is our problem, which also hinders us from doing the things which we would. Adam tried to hide his flesh from God because he now understood the unwritten scripture of his day that in the flesh dwells no good thing, Romans 7:18. The flesh profits nothing, have no confidence in the flesh. The flesh serves the law of sin. All this was now quite evident unto him. His nature was the problem. The snake didn't make him evil, nor did the fruit, nor did Eve. The knowledge that he was evil made him evil, like Paul said, I am persuaded by the Lord Jesus Christ that nothing is unclean of itself, but to him that esteems it unclean, to him it is unclean. The knowledge of good and evil made Adam esteem himself as unclean, and therefore he hid himself as if he had become unclean, while his nature never changed. Only his consciousness of his innocent state changed his view of himself. That's why God asked him, "Who told you you were naked?" He had been naked from his creation, and never was aware of it until he partook of the tree of knowledge. And by that knowledge, he esteemed himself unclean, and also by that knowledge, he became aware of his fleshly, earthly, human nature condition. Just as you and I are aware of our base impulses of our fleshly nature. Because we obtained the awareness of our sinfulness from Adam. We inherited our human nature and its now guilty conscience from him. I asked earlier, did God create Adam a godly man? And the answer is no. God did not create Adam a godly man, because to be godly is to be spiritual. And Adam was not created spiritual. Adam was created natural. 1 Corinthians 15:46 says that Adam was not spiritual, but natural. And to be natural is not to be godly, but earthly. And that which is earthly is not godly. Although God created Adam a natural man, Adam was operating in innocence, not righteousness, but innocence. and therefore he had no idea of his earthly nature until he partook of the tree of knowledge. And that knowledge gave him a consciousness that in his humanity he was not godly. That's why he hid. Listen again for part two of Little Known Facts About Adam. I'm James Warden, and this is Have You Heard the Good News?